Blog Talk Radio.
Well, and if you miss me from singing,
singing,
and you can't find me nowhere,
glory,
come on up to glory,
glory,
I'll be singing up
there. I'll be singing up there.
Yes, sir, I will.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Inspiration is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be provided by Brother Ben Griffin. Brother Griffin is not new to us and been doing this for quite some time, so we all know what to expect. He has never failed us, and today will be no exception. His message for today is entitled, Not Until Your Mind Gets Cleared, and comes from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. We strongly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourself a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following his words of inspiration, Brother Griffin will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Amen. Good morning, Sister Danielle, and all those who are part of this broadcast today. The Lord has made, and we are rejoicing, and we're being glad in it. Certainly, as you mentioned, we're trying to calculate how long I've been involved with Grace Nurture. And I've been close about 15 years now, 12, 15 years. Back in 2008, I believe, 2009 or 10, that I got involved, and it's been certainly a blessing to me. You know, every week since back then, I've been a part of this great ministry. Now, I recall some months I'd be traveling on the highways, and I'd pull off to the side of the road early in the mornings, and do my telecast from my cell phone. And I just thought my daughters were young girls at the time. They thought it was so special and unique. And we talk about it even now. They've been in the back seat, you know, they're only 7, 8 years old. There he goes. They sit down and hear a sermon while we're traveling and early morning. So it's a blessing to be a part of this great ministry. Not until your mind gets changed will your actions change. You know, Apostle Paul wrote to the church or those who are in Rome who needed to hear that very message. You know, you hear a whole lot of things that people say that they did this for a long, long time, and not until they changed their approach or their habits or their actions that things got changed. As kids come up, you know, we came up using a hot plate. Those who can identify with those days when sometimes you had to cook breakfast on a hot plate. Well, I was one from that generation. And as kids, we would touch the hot plate. And every time we touched the hot plate, we would get burned. And once we realized that the hot plate is exactly that, a hot plate. It cooks things. It burns things. Heat things up. And now we learn how to turn it off and allow it time to cool that we knew was okay to touch the hot plate. But as kids, with the curiosity of our minds and our thinking, induced us to touch the hot plate, and it was hot, and we got burned. It wasn't until we changed our mind about the pain and getting burned that we would stop touching the hot plate. I see the same analogy when it comes to being a Christian, growing in the Word and the truth of God. See, the mind is the seat of all reasoning, our action. If the mind is not straight, nothing else really matters. You know, my mother and I, we talk about abnormalities of life. We'd rather lose our mind or lose our sight. And we debate over and discuss, would you rather be a person who's out of your mind or a person who couldn't see? And my mother's thing was that I'd rather lose my mind and have my sight. So she said, well, I can see who mistreated me. If you don't have your mind, you can see that someone is doing you wrong. Well, I would rather have my sight as well, but I got to thinking, if you can't see and you have your mind, then you can still see what function in life needs to be led around. So here's something to think about. But that mind is the seat of all reasoning. Without that mind, you can't think and do a lot of things. I think Paul had that same concept in mind when it came to us giving ourselves totally to God in our spiritual obligation. He says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service or spiritual service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. There's a lot of good stuff packed in these two verses. Idea that they could not totally, fully give themselves totally to the call of Christ or to the ministry of God. And the reason is that they were struggling with conformity. They were more interested in being conformed to the lifestyles and pleasures of this world. But it wasn't until they changed their mind by transformation. And the way you became transformed is by changing your mind or renewing your mind. And it wasn't until they renewed their mind that they could fully connect with or understand God's path for their life. See, a lot of times people wonder, why is this other person so faithful and so committed, and it seemed to be so spiritual, and it seemed like God is blessing them, and I'm not, and they love church. They'll never hesitate about not coming to the ladies' class or working with the youth, coming out on Saturday mornings to help clean the building, support the youth on a trip to go to last the leaders, anything that had to do with church, seemed like there's this select few that's all in all the time. You never hear them moan and complain or try to find a way to get out of talk this mission of the church down. They're always about the spiritual nature and engagement of the Lord and his church. And the reason why, at least I'd say for myself and those who've been around me for a number of times, and those who I'm close with, and those who are really fully bought in, is because they change their mind. They change their mind, and because they change their mind about their walk with God, and they chose and they understood that it wasn't going to be until they changed their mind that they can really fully get involved in the ministries of the church. They knew nothing would happen, like just like those hot plates. And not until we realize that they burn, and they'll always burn until I change my mind not to touch them while they're on. Wait till they cool off or they're cold to touch that particular hot plate, I'm going to get burned. And so when we look at verse 2, it says, be not conformed unto this world, but be ye transformed or changed by renewing or the changing of your mind. Why? That ye may prove what is, or discern, or detect, or determine, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, it's all hinged on the will of God. So what is the will of God for me? And sometimes we struggle with finding out what does God want me to be doing right now in my family, my job, in my church, in my community. Well, you will never be able to identify what his will is until you change your mind. See, that's the key. That's why the mind is a terrible thing to waste. If that knowledge box is out of whack or been rattled, you can't really gear up or interface or connect with God's will. And you got to change your mind. You see, sometimes you think that I can continue to live a word like and grow faithful in Christ and be an active member of the church, but I still like to go out to the club every now and then, or I still like to use gross profanity now and then, or having a little nightcap or a little drink or out in public every now and then. It won't hurt anything. You see, what happened, we're deceiving ourselves. We are still trying to conform to the world and not be transformed by renewing of your mind. See, as a new convert, I went through that very metamorphosis. I had some habits as a new convert. I was inviting people to church. I invited people to my home. But I still had a habit that I hadn't fully broken. It wasn't until I embarrassed myself and offended my guests that I realized you can't do this and be about the Lord at the same time. So it wasn't until I changed my mind that I could really be all in for the Lord. I think the old folk call it straddling the fence. You want to have worldly engagements, but you want to be like God and God's people at the same time. You have to choose which side you're going to be in. You got to realize you've been transformed out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And until we realize that I'm no longer that worldly person, I'm now a child of God. And I now have to live, walk like, talk like, act like, become like a child of God. It's not until I change my mind, or not until my mind gets changed, however that may transpire, I will forever be lacking in my full commitment to the cause of Christ. And I think many of us on this call can identify with this particular struggle. Yes, I want to be fully committed. I want to be all in. But it's something that I'm not ready to fully let go or turn loose. Until you fully let go of that thing in the world that have you, you will not be able to prove what is that acceptable and perfect will of God is for you. You will always be a mediocre believer, struggling in your faith, are not willing to go out and lead others to Christ because you're not fully in Christ yourself from this point of commitment and remain full servant for the Lord. Now, I say this to say this, is that, yes, you're saved. Yes, if you die, you're going to go to heaven. But what joy are you missing out on if you're not a full-fledged servant and leading others to Christ? Not until your mind changes that you can be all in for Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you today, just go ahead and make the full transformation. God use you. Let God tap into that, those strengths, those talents that you have. The devil has used your talents long enough. Now let God use them. May God bless you and keep you and be praised. Merciful God, we're so thankful for all that you are, all that you will ever be. We just pray mightily for those on this telecast that this message will resonate with them in such a way, not to discourage them or offend them, but to enlighten them, cause them to realize just how great you have been unto us and how much goodness, greatness they can do if they would give themselves fully over you so they can determine what is that good and perfect will of God is for them. May God bless us and keep us the hub of his hand as we ask for these prayers in Son Christ's name. Amen. Goodbye.